Hey everybody, you're listening to The Cinemaniacs, episode 27, for August 9th, 2008. It's Saturday night. There's a stone cold bitch in the cheap seats, cracking my knees, okay, you grin fuck, you bunch of fucking monkeys, pretty pictures, say what you're saying. Hey everybody, thanks for listening. You are listening to The Cinemaniacs Podcast, the weekly podcast about movie news, reviews, and whatever else we choose. My name is Walt, and to my left is Jeff.
Hola.
To my right is my beautiful wife, Lisa.
Hey, y'all.
And this week, we're going to be reviewing the movie Hell Ride, which just came out in the theaters this week. But first, we had some sad news just earlier today. That is that Bernie Mac, comedian, actor, has passed away.
No way.
That's messed up.
Yeah, it is messed up. How'd he die?
In the hospital?
I didn't ask very where carefully. He died. I said, how'd he die?
Pneumonia.
Yep.
Wow. So he went into the hospital one day.
And never came out.
That's a terrible loss.
I heard he died of, he had some kind of congenital thing. Or it's like these cells or whatever build up in your organs. And they could pick any organ and they build up in his lungs. And I guess it gave him, pneumonia complications or something.
Is that like a virus or something?
Something like that.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, because this was like so sudden and so quick. How long was he in the hospital for?
About 8 days.
Damn, that's fast.
Wow. I think he messed him up.
So is that similar to like a, you said pneumonia. I was going to say like a staph infection or something in the lungs.
No, complications with pneumonia.
That's a cool dude too, man.
Yeah,
he was. Well, I mean,
funny man.
Aside from the Ocean's movie, he was in that. Bad Santa, he was fantastic in that movie.
Oh, he's good in that, yeah. I even had a little small part in the Transformers movie.
In Transformers, too,
which he nailed.
He's a good guy.
Got a little less
guess who? I laughed myself silly watching that movie. Guess who?
Him with Ashton Kutcher? That was actually really good.
Yep.
He was right in it.
He was. He still has a couple movies in the pike. One is called Soul Men with Samuel Jackson and Isaac Hayes, Sean Hayes.
Cool.
Only thing is it's directed by the guy that did Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins, which I haven't seen, but too excited over that. Well, he also did Roll Bounce and Undercover Brother, same director.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah?
I loved Undercover Brother.
Okay.
Loved that movie, so I might check that out.
That's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
How old was he?
He couldn't have been too. He was like in his 50s or something, right? Early 50s, late 40s at the.
He was born in 57, so he was 51 years old.
Oh, damn.
He would have been 51 this year.
That really sucks.
What a loss, man.
Yep.
Well, prayer goes out to his family.
Yep.
Yeah. In other news. Inglourious Bastards, which is supposed to be Quentin Tarantino's next movie.
It's World War II romp.
Right.
Sweet.
And you got Brad Pitt and Mike Myers, of all people in it. Yeah.
Shrek?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Love Guru?
The what? I hadn't heard of that.
Austin Powers?
Dr. Evil?
So, speaking of Mike Myers, I'm thinking that, when talking about Quentin Tarantino, one of the things that always seems to come up is how he resurrected John Travolta's career with Pulp Fiction.
Sure.
So maybe he could do that with Mike Myers.
Nice.
Wow.
Because the poor guy.
Yeah,
I mean, the man is making money hand over fist with these Shrek movies, but then he does Love Guru and...
Well, he's doing Shrek 4, and I hear Austin Powers... whatever's on the possibly on the horizon.
Really?
I think what he's doing is riding the money train.
Wow. Yeah, well. Hey, you know what? You get it on a QT film, you maybe sleep at night.
Yeah.
Help him sleep on those piles
people
of money.
People come calling.
Yeah, that's right.
I personally can't wait for another Tarantino movie.
Me neither.
Because that's outstanding. Woo-hoo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get off your ass, Quentin.
Well, they're putting it together.
That's cool. Yeah, Brad Pitt. That's a nice little casting score there.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see him in Burn After Reading.
Oh, yeah. That looks awesome. Great.
The new Coen Brothers movie coming out later this year.
Yes. That's going to be awesome.
Hell yeah.
So we went to see this movie called Hell Ride.
Yes, we did.
Now, gosh, what was the thing for that?
Speaking of Tarantino, it's Tarantino Presents.
Yeah, it's Quentin Tarantino presenting Hell Ride.
That's yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? What caught my eye about this movie was we were flipping through the paper and it had an old school looking ad.
Yeah.
And that's what totally caught my eye.
Yeah, you totally showed it to me. We're going. I never heard of this movie. You go and show this to me. I'm like, oh, we're going. You know?
Dude, it looked all like 1972.
It was crazy looking, yeah.
Biker having drawn out with hot chick on there. Yeah, and it's like, oh, look, this movie looks rocking cool, Jeff.
Yep.
Yeah.
What was the review quote on that?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. What was that?
You know, something about the most gratuitous use of violence and nudity in any movie ever or something like that.
Yeah. I could go shuffle off in my newspaper bin.
It was Richard Roper from Ebert and Roper, or formerly of.
Yeah.
Said something like what you just said.
Right.
The most gratuitous sex and violence I've seen in years.
Yeah.
So we were there.
Oh, yeah. No. That's, you know.
Yeah.
And so this movie was written and directed and starring Larry Bishop, son of Joey Bishop, formerly of the Rat Pack. And Carrie Fisher's brother. No, I keep saying that. Joey Fisher.
I don't think they're even related. No. Yeah.
Joey Bishop. I don't know where I get that from. Yeah. What's Carrie Fisher's dad's name?
Oh, Eddie Fisher. I
think. Eddie Fisher. Yeah. Eddie Fisher, Joey Bishop. There you go.
Yeah.
So Larry Bishop.
Larry Bishop.
And, but starring also Dennis Hopper.
Yes.
Okay. Vinnie Jones.
Yep.
Who else?
Michael Madsen.
Michael Madsen. Right?
And so you got a couple these big old name hot stars. Chicks.
David Carradine. Host of Naked Bevy Beauties. A bevy of naked beauties.
Did you ever watch some of them old B-movies he did?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, those were wicked.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of, like, college boobies bouncing around there.
Yeah, these weren't exactly 70s boobies. These were definitely 90s boobies and stuff. But
90s boobies, you say? Yeah.
I was looking at those movies from like 1988.
Oh, yeah.
Those kinds of ones. Yeah.
With the banana tits.
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell is he doing? Tits?
Ones that are just kind of pointy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But. So. Like the fake boobs that so many unfortunate women have today, they're like stick out straight. That's not what you're talking about?
Banana? No.
What do you call those? Cone heads?
Stripper titties.
Stripper titties.
Yeah. That bitch got some big old stripper titties.
That's right. So anyway, Larry Bishop.
Yeah.
I have no idea how this guy has a career. The only thing I've ever seen him in is 10 minutes of Kill Bill Volume 2.
Oh, man, that was such a great scene.
Which is a great 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know.
Was he the club owner?
He was the club owner, yeah. Yeah. He was the one marking Michael Madsen off the calendar. You're on the calendar. No, you're not on the calendar. You're on the calendar. You're not. You know, and it was
That was a great scene.
It was a great scene. No, he was awesome. But how does this guy carry? Well, he doesn't. But how does this guy carry? How does this guy convince anybody that he can carry an entire movie?
That's what gets me. I mean, Tarantino put his name on this shit. It was pretty funny.
It's so. I mean,
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Whatever you want, Larry. Yeah.
It took me a few minutes to figure out where I'd seen the guy before, but it opens with him just laying there and says the cheesiest damn line. And I'm looking at him like, I know this guy. Where do I know this guy? And a few minutes later, it hits me, and I'm just like, okay, this guy can't be the lead. There's got to be somebody else. And no, it's starring Larry Bishop. I about shit right there. And we're not even 10 minutes into this thing.
Oh, my God.
It was.
Well, let me tell you, Larry Bishop, he did a movie in 1996 called Underworld, not related to the Underworld, the,
right.
You know, the vampire, Kate Beckinsale thing.
Yeah.
But then his next movie after that was 2004's Kill Bill 2.
Right.
So 8 years went by, didn't make a film.
Exactly.
And then he did this 2 years later. Well, it came out now. But prior to that, he was in such hits as Chomp, C-H-O-M-P.
Right.
And The Sting 2.
Yep.
So. Anyways, we can't knock him because he's got his own movie out there in the theater. And we paid to go see it.
Absolutely. True. He got our money. Very Larry true. Got our money. You know? And you know what? I had a ball. I had a ball. It was just over the top and cheesy as hell. And he can't act to save his life.
No.
God love him. I had so much fun watching him.
Throw a paper bag on that dude. He ain't getting out of it.
It had a story to it that it's kind of confusing.
It had a story? You sure it had a story?
It was
full on biker drama with all this biker language.
There was some dialogue that was so bad even Michael Madsen couldn't save it. You know?
Oh my god! It almost looked like they were going to bust up during some of those scenes.
Yeah, it's like it was so great. Hey, it was so like cheesetastic.
The firefighter and the are you here to
the fire eater? I'm here to eat your fire, baby. You know? Oh god, it was so great.
It was bad. The only reason why you should see this is because you want to see a hokey movie.
Oh, yeah.
But it was fun only because it was so fucking stupid.
Dude, I mean, it's off the cheddar chart. It's that cheesy. It's beautiful.
Big time. It's great.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I wanted to see this movie because of Richard Roper's quote.
Sure.
Most gratuitous sex, violence, or nudity, or whatever.
Yeah.
And nudity. There was some violence, but it failed in the nudity part. I thought.
Are you kidding? We saw all kinds of boobies and stuff.
Yeah. Boobies is not nudity. You can go to Europe
and some ass
and
some bush. Yeah.
Bush? Yeah.
Not to say quotes like that. And I know we should pull it up to
see.
See
some penetration and shit.
No. No.
Yeah.
Like. I can't remember the date.
Ass to ass.
It's just the second week in a row we're going to bring up ass to ass.
Seriously, huh? That girl, man, she got some merit. She going to do a scene like that.
That's right.
That's right. Oh, I liked it. I thought it was good, man.
What was that Keith David line again?
Oh, yeah. I just brought it out for air. Oh, yeah. No, I didn't. He says, I didn't bring it out for air, honey.
That's
what he said. Yeah. That's just wrong.
That's right. 2 weeks in a row we're running with that. Love it. Anyway, back to Glorious Larry and his Hell Ride. Oh my god. What a great terrible movie.
Yeah.
Love it.
It was pretty hokey.
Yeah.
Ah, did you notice? I don't know if you noticed this or not.
Okay.
Did that like bartender lady look familiar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That
what
was,
movie did we
that
see
that was
her from?
Kill Bill 2, Rocket. She was Rocket.
That's right. She was in that scene.
She was Rocket.
She
Rocket's
was like,
got a job for you.
Yeah, Rocket's got a job for you.
She
handed him the plunger. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, this is over the top hokey. What did you think of this film?
It was decent. I mean, like I said, the story with the bikers and everything, and it was kind of confusing it for a while, but they all came together somewhat.
Confusing because of the well-written dialogue.
It's like a 666 string symphony playing the hill and back here. Whatever the fuck that was.
Hell yeah.
Dennis
Go
Hopper
Daddy-o.
Was awesome.
Dennis Hopper was awesome in it.
Loves him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hopper was great.
Yep.
And
Larry Bishop.
David Carradine.
God, what can you say about Larry Bishop?
If you took Larry Bishop out and put in somebody else, you know, some talented actor, then that could have changed the movie around.
Right? I don't know. Some of that dialogue was pretty bad.
I remember
bad.
Thinking that, and I even think saying it out loud, but thinking about it more.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just love the cheese. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch this movie because you want the cheese.
Yeah. You want to see some mindless fun.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Definitely get out there. It's fun. It's so bad.
It's in limited release, but it'll be out on DVD in a few months. And
a few
everybody
weeks.
Can see
next
it.
Week. Yeah.
It's out now. Isn't it out now as we record this? And we only saw it yesterday or something.
Yeah.
Like that?
Dude, didn't I see somebody selling copies in the parking lot?
I think it was Larry Bishop.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yep. Four big fat cheesy stars for me.
Yeah, I would give it a 3.
I would give it a 3 also.
Yep.
All right.
Cheese-tastic.
Well, that wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you go to our website, thecinemaniacs.com, and email us, podcast@thecinemaniacs.com. You can also leave comments on the website. If you go to the show notes, then click in comments and leave us notes there.
I have a feeling we're actually, you know, we've said, you know, things to... You know, people in Hollywood, and it's like, hey, if you got a problem, you know, definitely email us. And we're, you know, pretty sure that we're never going to hear from him, but I think we'll hear from Larry Bishop. I think he's got enough spare time. We may actually hear from the guy.
Dude, that would be wicked cool.
I bet we could get him on.
That'd be 666 different ways to 666 ways of cool.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
With that, have a good night.
Later.
Bye. The hospital killed him.
I don't know what, how he died. How did he die?
I thought you guys were just talking about it.
Well, weren't you listening?
Nope.
Wow.